A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2017 issue on Islam. Catholic Call to Interfaith Dialogue by Cecilia A. Ranger, SNJM, PhD. Cecilia A. Ranger resides at Mary's Woods, a continuous care retirement center with 475 accomplished seniors from all over the USA and abroad. Though much of her life she has served as theology professor in seminaries, primarily to prepare ministers of many religious traditions, she now provides some spiritual direction, offering parish or group retreats and facilitating world religion classes for seniors of all faiths. With iPhone in hand, we recall our world as it was in October 1965. The vision of the Fathers of Vatican Council II in Nostra Aetate has become a clear 2017 necessity, a call to Catholics and Muslims to dialogue with and work beside each other, especially in a USA where doors are closing and violence increasing toward our Muslim sisters and brothers. For 52 years, we Catholics have been urged to engage in interreligious dialogue with non-Christian religions. Nostra Aetate begins with the recognition that in our day, when people are drawing more closely together and the bonds of friendship between different peoples are being strengthened, the Church examines more carefully its relations with non-Christian religions. Humanity forms but one community because we all stem from the one stock which God created to people the entire earth, and also because all share a common destiny, namely God. God's providence, evident goodness, and saving designs extend to all humankind. Against the day when the elect are gathered together in the holy city, which is illumined by the glory of God, in whose splendor all peoples will walk. In a prior encyclical, the Vino Afflante Spiritu, September 30, 1943, Pope Pius XII had thrown open the doors to Catholic biblical scholars, encouraging them in their research to engage in studies of ancient Hebrew and Greek, archaeology, and all sciences that would make them better able to break open the Word of God. Catholic scholars joined Jewish and Christian biblical scholars in interfaith dialogue about these pursuits. Nostra Aetate took giant steps forward from 1943, asking Catholics to dialogue with our non-Christian sisters and brothers, among them Islam, the third Abrahamic tradition. Nostra Aetate continues with affirmation that the Church has a high regard for Muslims. They worship God, who is one, living and subsistent, merciful and almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, who has also spoken to humanity. They endeavor to submit themselves without reserve to the hidden decrees of God, just as Abraham submitted himself to God's plan, to whose faith Muslims eagerly link their own. Although not acknowledging him as God, they venerate Jesus as a prophet. His Virgin Mother they also honor, and even at times devoutly invoke. Further, they await the day of judgment and the reward of God following the resurrection of the dead. For this reason, they highly esteem an upright life and worship God, especially by way of prayer, alms deeds, and fasting. Wajdi Saeed, president and co-founder of the Muslim Educational Trust, and I have been friends since 1992 when we sat on an ecumenical board. For 25 years, we have looked at and taught our communities and students those spiritual elements that we have in common which bring us and keep us together. Especially, we shared A Common Word Between Us and You, written by 138 intellectuals, muftis, and Muslim leaders from 43 nations across all continents, who wrote to Pope Benedict XVI an amazing open letter on October 13, 2007. Their interest was to try to establish a more solid cooperation between Christians and Muslims, calling for peace, for working for common ground, and understanding between Muslims and Christians. It did indeed open a worldwide dialogue. The president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Touraine, told Vatican Radio that Pope Benedict XVI appreciated the positive and non-polemical spirit of the text. The document began, "Muslims and Christians together make up well over half of the world's population. Without peace and justice between these two religious communities, there can be no meaningful peace in the world. The basis for this peace and understanding already exists. It is part of the very foundational principles of both faiths, love of the one God and love of the neighbor. These principles are found over and over again in the sacred texts of Islam and Christianity. The unity of God, the necessity of love for Him, and the necessity of love of the neighbor is thus the common ground between Islam and Christianity. Catholics have a firm ground on which to base their dialogue with Muslims, not only the Vatican II documents and a common word, but also theological commonalities. Theologically, Catholicism and Islam are based on similar truths: worship of the one true God, in their case with 99 names, but not a trinity of one God in three persons, a basic life stance of submission to that God, Allah, veneration of Jesus as prophet, not as God, and Mary as mother, Surah 19, Mariam, section 2, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, pilgrimage, day of judgment, resurrection, a reward in heaven. Both Catholics and Muslims observed that the Bible preceded the Quran and that Muhammad was no doubt familiar with those texts. Starting dialogue sessions with familiar or parallel texts from the Bible and Quran could ground the sharing in the mutual traditions and avoid the offering of divisive personal opinions. Passages from the Hebrew and Catholic Bible might be Deuteronomy 10:17, Leviticus 19:33-34, Psalms 67:4, Ephesians 2:14, Colossians 3:10-11, Acts 10:34-35. Selections of Quranic reflections might be something like Chapter 61, Surah 4, All Humankind Are One and Mutual Rights Must Be Respected, Chapter 99, Surah 10, Glory to the One True Allah Who Made Humankind as One and Holds Alone the Secrets of the Universe in His Great and Good Universal Plan. Nostra Aetate, though written 50 years ago, has never struck us as more alive than in this decade of unrest and violence. Catholics call the Holy One God, and Muslims name this one supreme being Allah, Arabic for God, but all are called to listen to the common word and together help bring about a world of justice and peace.